The most profound connections often bloom in the most unlikely places. In a Glasgow hospital, 17-year-old Lenny Pedersen faces her terminal diagnosis with a mix of resignation and rebellion. Rather than attending the counseling sessions prescribed by well-meaning staff, she seeks refuge in the hospital chapel, forming an unexpected friendship with Father Arthur. When she discovers the newly created art therapy room, Lenny's world expands further as she meets 83-year-old Margot, also facing the end of her life. Looking at their ages written side by side on their first paintings, Lenny has an epiphany. Between us, we're 100 years old. This simple observation sparks an extraordinary project, creating 100 paintings to represent their combined century of living. What begins as an art project evolves into a profound exploration of life, love, and what it means to leave a legacy when your time is limited. As brushes meet canvas in the Rose Room, Lenny and Margot exchange life-shaping stories. Margot shares her 1940s Glasgow childhood, marked by war, her father's hidden love notes before battle, and his broken return, jumping at shadows and mistaking slippers for bombs. Lenny reveals her own wounds, her mother's midnight cooking sprees with vacant eyes, creating elaborate breakfasts until dawn without ever joining the family to eat. These revelations establish a pattern of honesty that deepens with each session. Their artistic journey becomes a vehicle for processing their pasts. Each painting captures a pivotal moment: Margot's first love at Glasgow Central Station, Lenny's mother returning to Sweden, the birth of Margot's son, Lenny's diagnosis. The paintings aren't mere illustrations, but conversations, confessions, and commemorations of lives fully lived. Through creativity, both women articulate truths they've never shared before. Isn't it strange how sometimes we need the certainty of an ending before we can truly examine our beginnings? Margot's romantic history unfolds across decades, each chapter revealing new dimensions of love. At 17, stood up at Glasgow Central Station, she meets Johnny, who offers, "I could love you if you want," as casually as offering a cough drop. Their marriage brings happiness until their infant son Davy dies. The grief tears them apart, with Johnny's parting words on Troon Beach, "He had your eyes," capturing their unbearable loss. Years later in London, Margot falls for ethereal Mina, confessing, "I think I love you," on a bathroom floor while Mina vomits green pear liqueur. This relationship gives way to Humphrey, an eccentric astronomer who brings stability until dementia claims him. Through these stories, Lenny witnesses how love transforms: romantic, parental, platonic, each version leaving its mark. What's remarkable isn't just Margot's capacity to love again after loss, but how each relationship taught her something new about herself. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Not just someone to love, but someone who helps us understand who we are. Lenny's wisdom about farewells belies her 17 years. She recalls watching her mother's taxi disappear, leaving only tire tracks in the gravel, a metaphor for all subsequent goodbyes. Her most heartbreaking decision is releasing her father from witnessing her decline. Seeing his graying hair and stone-like presence after surgery, Lenny makes the devastating choice: go to Poland, be with Agnieszka. The nurses will call you when it's time. Despite his tears, she insists this be their goodbye while she's still Lenny, still the daughter he remembers. The next morning, she finds Benny the beanbag pig in the visitor's chair, alongside a worn photograph of her father holding her on her first birthday, face covered in chocolate icing. On the back, in green highlighter, "I will love you forever, Pickle." This final gift embodies their relationship, playful, loving, and heartbreaking in its finality. Through Lenny, we learn that sometimes the greatest act of love is letting someone go. How many of us have the courage to prioritize another's peace over our need for connection? Within sterile walls, Lenny and Margot create a makeshift family. Father Arthur becomes Lenny's spiritual guide and occasional rule breaker, smuggling her off the ward. New nurse, with her cherry red hair and mismatched socks, evolves from caregiver to confidant. Paul the porter, with tattoos including one of his daughter Lola May, brings normalcy through everyday kindness. Even Pippa, the somewhat awkward art teacher who might make her own earrings and hadn't figured out how to use her website to sell her paintings, becomes essential to their sanctuary. These connections transform the hospital from a place of illness to a community. When Lenny awakens to find them gathered with an LED candle-topped cake celebrating happy 100th birthday, Lenny and Margot, the moment crystallizes their importance. Father Arthur asks how it feels to be 100, and Lenny remarks it feels like yesterday she was 17, while Margot jokes she doesn't look a day over 83. In this improvised celebration, we see how human connection flourishes even in clinical environments. As their project nears completion, both women's health deteriorates. After Lenny coughs up blood and is confined to bed rest, Margot appears in her lilac dressing gown, suggesting mischief. They sneak past nighttime smokers into the hospital parking lot to stargaze. Margot shares that the stars they see clearest are already dead, yet they live on, a thought Lenny eventually finds beautiful. This stargazing adventure becomes their 100th painting, Margot and Lenny in pajamas beneath stars. When Lenny's condition worsens dramatically, Margot rushes to her bedside. With Father Arthur present, Margot holds Lenny's cold hand while spinning a beautiful fantasy of her future: marriage to a tall man who sings to her, children named Arthur and Star, a house with a garden. When Lenny removes her oxygen mask to ask Father Arthur if she'll get into heaven, he assures her she will, adding, "Give 'em hell," which brings her final smile. Isn't there something profoundly human about facing the unknown with both fear and humor, reaching for connection even as we let go? After Lenny's passing, Margot faces her own mortality before heart surgery. She packs Benny Lenny alongside plans for Vietnam, representing either celebration of survival or a spiritual journey to find Lenny if surgery fails. Through tears, she thanks Lenny for making dying much more fun than it should be. Their artistic legacy manifests in the 100 paintings headed for exhibition, with proceeds supporting the Rose Room for future patients. Each vibrant work tells a story from their combined century, capturing human experience in all its complexity. Lenny's final reflection reimagines death as an airport terminal. She's checked her whole luggage of worldly concerns, keeping only essentials in her carry-on. Looking at death, she observes, it's not so big from close up. Their story transcends the boundaries of life and death. Through art, shared stories, and profound connection, they've created something eternal, proving that how we face death reflects how we've chosen to live. Even when time is limited, we can fill our days with meaning, creativity, and love, making any life, long or short, truly well-lived.